Myers Farm in Bethel recently shipped about 500 pounds of vegetables to the Cordova School District. The order was made possible through a program that reimburses Alaska school districts that buy food grown in-state. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has the story.
The potato harvest is underway at Myers Farm in Bethel. Farmer Tim Myers uses a machine to dig up the big golden tubers, and now he's dropping them into totes. He loads the totes equaling about 800 pounds of potatoes onto a tractor and drives them over to a machine he built to wash them. The organic farm has been operating in Bethel since 2002. They sell hundreds of pounds of vegetables that they grow on the 15-acre farm at a stand, along with organic produce that can't be grown in Bethel that's flown in from a Seattle supplier. Large orders have not taken off because of pricey shipping costs, but a state of Alaska program aimed at providing Alaska-grown produce to school children is changing that. Meyer just got his first big order of the year.
Got a big order going to Cordova, 100 pounds of cabbage, 100 pounds of carrots, 100 pounds of onions, 50 pounds of beets, and 50 pounds of cauliflower.
The order is from Cordova School District, and it's happening because of a state program called Nutritional Alaskan Foods in Schools, a pilot program that reimburses districts for buying locally grown food and pays to ship it. Through the program, schools can purchase Alaskan fish, shellfish, livestock, poultry, grains, milk, fruits, and vegetables, as well as native produce and berries. Debbie Cruz administers the grant program for the state.
This is a $3 million appropriation that the legislature has made. Each school district, the 54 school districts in the state, are allocated a percentage of that $3 million and then awarded a grant agreement for that amount of money. So it varies by size and region.
The program has a dual purpose, Cruz says.
First of all, it's to help school districts fund their food programs, and it's one way the state can contribute to the funding for healthy nutrition for students in the state. The other aspect of it, I think, is equally as important, is it allows for the commerce side, for producers to have somebody new to be able to sell to.
The Cordova School District gets about $26,000. Sandy Ponte runs the meal program for the district. She says she orders about 20% of the food she serves students from around the state.
I get a lot of lettuce from Chena Hot Springs. We get beef, chicken, pork, and then we get all our fish here local, but we get halibut and salmon here from Cordova. And it's just now starting to come in.
It's about 500 air miles from Bethel to Cordova, but that beats the nearly 1,300 air miles to Seattle, where a lot of the produce used in the Cordova District cafeterias originates, says Ponte. She says something about using fresh local foods feels good.
I love it. I don't know of any school district that doesn't. I mean, it's just been so nice to be able to give our kids fresh Alaskan-grown foods.
Back at the farm stand, Myers says he hopes the program spurs more orders from school districts, and he's prepared.
We've got at least 5,000-6,000 pounds of cabbage in storage now. We got about 4,000-5,000 pounds of carrots, a couple thousand pounds of turnips, at least 1,000 pounds of rutabagas. There should be at least 1,000 or 2 pounds of beets, and we'll have 15,000 to 20,000 pounds of potatoes that we'll be able to keep and sell till next year at this time.
The Nutritional Alaskan Foods in Schools pilot program is in its third year, and Meyer says he hopes it continues because it took school districts and farmers a while to form partnerships, and they're just getting started. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.